الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahmanur Rahimul Malikul Quddusus Salamul Mu'minul Muhaiminul Azizul Jabbarul Mutakabbir. Subhanallah. Ya Sattar, Ya Jabbar, Ya Razzaq, Ya Alim, Ya Khabir, Ya Basir, Ya Azim, Ya Halim. These are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises is due to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choices, salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. On this pleasant and beautiful morning, we say, welcome, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, especially for those who are viewing us off the social media by the Facebook page or the YouTube channel. We say marhaba, and welcome to every one of you to your family program called The Early Echo. We have come to you once again from Durban, South Africa. Our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us some beautiful Madani pearls in relation to the recitation of Durud-e-Pak. Not one, not two, but there are several ahadith that speaks about the virtues and blessings of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a source of encouragement and motivation, we mention a hadith, one hadith a day, subhanallah, that speaks about the virtues and blessings of reciting Durud-e-Pak. In today's program, mashallah, we shall narrate this hadith of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel at my qabr. This angel has the ability and power to listen to all the voices of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from now till the day of judgment, whensoever any one of you would recite durood upon me, any one of you that would send salams and salutations upon me, then this angel shall convey your durood and salam along with your father's name by saying, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so-and-so person who is the son of so-and-so has recited durood and sent salams upon you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, yet there are many Madani pearls that we extract from this amazing and beautiful hadith of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We would mention one or two to make you understand the virtues of reciting Durud-e-Pak as well as the powers granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is that basically this is an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that Allah azza wa jal has granted this angel the ability to listen to all the voices of the entire creation. That is to say, at once, even if thousands of people unanimously and collectively would recite Durud-e-Pak, this angel shall recognize every single voice along with your father's name, who is your father, and he shall convey your durood to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A place for us to contemplate, for us to reflect, for us to understand and for our iman and love to even increase. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants His angel this ability and power, that this angel listens and hears to all the voices of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what could you imagine shall be the power of Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself? How much of powers and abilities and authorities may have been granted to the Prophet of Rahmah, who is the Nabi of all Nabis, who is the Rasul, who is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy unto mankind, who is Habibullah, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Therefore, in another hadith, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Allama Mawlana Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his famous compilation of Durood-e Pak, Dalailul Khairat Sharif, he writes, he says, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Asma'u salata ahli muhabbati. Anyone who recites Durood with affection and love, not only by lip service. The one who recites Durood-e Pak with love and affection, no angel, rather I myself hear and listen to his Durood-e Pak. Of course, this is the summary of this beautiful hadith. Rasul Pak ﷺ says, I will listen to the Durood by myself. It is not only presented to me, but rather I myself listen and hear to the Durood and Salams who has sent, providing that he has sent this with love and affection and muhabba. Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat, Parvana Aisha Mi'i Risalat, Kalamul Imam, Imamul Kalam, Ash-Shah Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has mentioned so beautifully in his poetry. He says,
Garche hai behad qusur, tum ho afu wa ghafoor. Garche hai behad qusur, tum ho afu wa ghafoor. Garche hai behad qusur, tum ho afu wa ghafoor. Tum ho afu wa ghafoor. Bakhsh do jurm o khata, tum pe karodo durood. Bakhsh do jurm o khata, tum pe karodo durood. Kaabe ke badrood duja, tum pe karodo durood. Taiba ke shamso duha, tum pe karodo durood. Dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe pa chand sa. Dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe pa chand sa. Woh kafe pa chand sa. Seene pe rakh do zara, tum pe karodo durood. Seene pe rakh do zara, tum pe karodo durood. Kaam wo le lijiye, tumko jo raazi kare. Kaam wo le lijiye, tumko jo raazi kare. Tumko jo raazi kare. Theek ho naam-e raza, tum pe karodo durood. Theek ho naam-e raza, tum pe karodo durood. Kaabe ke badrood tuja, tum pe karodo durood. Taiba ke shamsu duha, tum pe karodo durood.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, Sayyidi Ala Hadrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi sends hundreds and hundreds of thousands of salat and durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, inshallah, now it's time for us to basically listen to a Naati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, as we do every single day, inshallah. And this Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we shall be listening to is also really, really amazing, inshallah. So yes, sit back, relax, and enjoy this amazing and beautiful, electrifying and rejuvenating Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after which we will be back with this program. Stay locked to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Taiba, 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 taiba.
Madina, Madina.
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
خلد بھی ہے مشتاق زیارہ جلوہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، خلد بھی ہے مشتاق زیارہ جلوہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
دل کو سکون دے آنکھ کو ٹھنڈک جلوہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، دل کو سکون دے آنکھ کو ٹھنڈک جلوہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، فرش زمین پر عرش بری ہو لگتا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، فرش زمین پر عرش بری ہو لگتا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
سبت نبی گئے پوچھتے نبی پر اور سجدے کی حالت ہے، سبت نبی گئے پوچھتے نبی پر اور سجدے کی حالت ہے، آقا نے تسبیح بڑھا دی بیٹا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، آقا نے تسبیح بڑھا دی بیٹا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
عرش معلا سر پہ اٹھائے طائر سدرا آنکھ لگائے، عرش معلا سر پہ اٹھائے طائر سدرا آنکھ لگائے، پتھر بھی قسمت چمکائے تلوار ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، پتھر بھی قسمت چمکائے تلوار ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
رب کے سوا کسی نے فرشی ہو یا عرشی ہو، رب کے سوا دیکھا نہ کسی نے فرشی ہو یا عرشی ہو، ان کی حقیقت کے چہرے پر پردہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، ان کی حقیقت کے چہرے پر پردہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے۔
نقشہ کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا، نقشہ کچھ ایسا ہے۔
خم ہے یا جمشید و سکندر، اس میں کیا حیرانی ہے؟ خم ہے یا جمشید و سکندر، اس میں کیا حیرانی ہے؟ ان کے غلاموں کا اے اختر رتبہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، ان کے غلاموں کا اے اختر رتبہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے۔
نقشہ کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا، نقشہ کچھ ایسا ہے۔
جب سے قدم پڑے ہیں رسالت باب کے، جنت بنا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی۔ شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، کیا بات ہے۔ اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ دا نقشہ، دیٹ از ٹو سے اباؤٹ دا بیوٹیفل گلیاں، دا بیوٹیفل اسٹریٹس اینڈ پلیسز ان مدینۃ المنورہ، انڈیڈ فیبولس، انڈیڈ امیزنگ۔ And how can it not be amazing when this is the land upon which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his illustrious family and companions ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in have walked upon. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, Madine ki galiyan ka naqsha hi kuch aisa hai. Allahu Akbar. This is the beautiful city of Madina Sharif, or this is the desire of every lover, every ashiq, every believer, every ummati of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam that wants to present himself in the amazing court of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this desire only increases on a daily and yearly basis, that this Hajj or next Hajj or next Umrah, whenever we have a chance, we want to go there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hum sabko Madina dikhaye, dikha de ya ilahi, woh Madina kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. Ameen thumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. چونکہ مدینے والی کی بات چل رہی ہے، وی آر اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ دا آقا آف مدینہ المنورہ سبحان اللہ، دیر از اے ویری ویری بیوٹیفل کوالٹی اینڈ ون آف دی امیزنگ کیریکٹرسٹکس آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، وچ از آلسو کال شرم و حیا۔ یس، ماڈیسٹی، فیلنگ شائی، دس از اے گریٹ ایٹریبیوٹ، اے گریٹ کوالٹی اینڈ کیریکٹرسٹک آف این انڈیویژل، آف اے پرسن۔ اینی ون ہو پوزیسز دس has achieved a lot, dear viewers. What is modesty? What is to feel shy? This is our subject and topic of discussion for today, and how immodest our society has become, and how people have lost their modesty, and we have moved towards immoralities, due to which we are facing lots and lots of destruction in our society, in our neighboring, in our countries. And therefore, inshallah azza wa jal, in this program called The Early Echo, by the end of this program, inshallah, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki sarkar ke sadqe mein hame sharm o haya ki bheek mil jaye. Agar hame sharm a jaye, if we learn to feel shy, if we learn to get some shyness as a source of donation, or in the form of donation from, I would say, from the house of Noor, from the house of light, from the house of Faizan and blessings, our life will change. It is because of immodesty we face lots of destructions in our society, in our homes. Allahu Akbar. Because immorality destroys the faith and iman of a person. Immorality destroys a person's reputation. It destroys everything about a person. He still remains as a human being, lekin jiske andar sharm o haya hi na ho. So what is left in a person who does not have sharm, who does not have shame, the one who does not have any modesty left in him? Allahu Akbar. This is what we will be speaking about, how immoralities guides a person towards sinning, because shaitan, iblis, the devil is behind every individual, and he consistently motivates you, whispers in you, by these evil whispers for you to commit haram. And once for a moment when this modesty, is broken down, then a person then inclines towards sinning. He uses his eyes to commit guna. The modesty of the eyes is lost. The modesty of the ears is lost. Of the heart and the other body limbs is lost. Why? Because shaitan overpowers a person by consistent whispering. And shaitan then overpowers him, his nafs, his desire overpowers this person, and then he loses everything. For example, in Sharh al-Sudur, it has been mentioned, in the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was a man who was a very devoted person, muttaqi, parihzgar, and he was a very pious young man. Allahu Akbar. There were a lot of good attributes about this person, and he would take care of his old father. On his way from the masjid, after performing salah, he would stop by his father and he would take care of his father's needs, see to his father and work for his father. This is what he would do as a son. And one day, or rather every day when he would go to the masjid, on his way out of the masjid, there used to be a woman who was a very immodest woman, and she would interfere with him, and I would say she would basically give him some sort of indication to commit fornication. But this young man would avoid the temptations of his nafs and desires, and he would overlook at it, and he would ignore her, and he would continue. Every single day he went through this, but one day, in Sharh al-Sudur, the author writes that one day, on his way to his father from the masjid, the woman had given him some sort of indication to commit this haram act. And this time, this young man had fallen for it. Rozana to wo mana kar diya karta tha, lekin aaj uske jaal mein phasa. He was trapped in this desirous trap of temptations, of committing sins and guna. It overpowered him that he has forgotten his being. He forgotten that what am I going to do now? But the moment he reaches her door, and before anything could be said, he recalled this verse of the glorious Quran Pak. He recalled this ayat in the Holy Quran Pak when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, indeed those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a temptation from the devil touches them, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khawf-e khuda jise hum kehte hain. Hai hai hai. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the temptations of the devil touches them. They become alert. And at that very moment, the eyes are opened. Jise jhatka keh lena ki hum koi guna karne wale the. Astaghfirullah. A person was about to indulge and engage in a certain sin. Lekin achanak se ek jhatka milta hai. Wo jhatka kya hota hai? Ki, ya Allah, what am I about to do? Am I going to go and do this sin? Am I going to go and commit this crime? The Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. They are alert instantly by the whispers of shaitan just before committing any sin. This ayat, this young man had recalled before committing that guna. And right there at her doorstep, he falls to the ground unconscious. Behosh ho jata. When he goes unconscious, on the other hand, his father searches for him, looks around for him, or finally he found him. And with the help of other people, he was brought back to his home. Ghar wapas le aane ke baad, kuch der ke baad, jab inhe hosh aaya, when he gained and regained his conscious, to uthte ke saath, he began to cry. His father asked him, son, what happened to you? Kaha, gir gaye the, how did you fall over there? What happened to you? And then he narrated the entire story. And he says, Dad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved me. I was about to commit this haram act. I was about to engage in such a great sin. But I had recalled the verse in which we are said that those who are alert by the whispers of shaitan, by the temptations which shaitan instills in our hearts, in our desires, I recalled this verse and I fell to the ground unconscious. And then he began to cry. It has been mentioned, ki wo itna roya, itna roya. He cried to this extent that suddenly he given a loud scream, after which his soul had departed from his body. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This young man died due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a fear, dear viewers. Kaash hame khofi khuda aa jaye. We begin to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not like the way we wish to fear Him, like the way we're supposed to rightfully fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran Park, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatihi. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like He rightfully supposed to be feared. Because the qalb is something which is never stable. It is never steady. Tabhi to Arabi mein dil ko hum qalb kehte hain. Kyunki qalb is like a feather. Feather hum pankh ko kehle, like a wing, like a feather. To hawa jab is taraf se aaye, to pankh us taraf chala jaye. Hawa agar is taraf se aaye, then suddenly the feather will move towards the right. So it swaves, it moves, it's never stable, it's never still. And we are also never still and stable on any decision. We are never steadfast. One minute the heart is extremely pious, on the next hand or on the other side, suddenly the heart then changes and becomes extremely gunahgar, a sinner, sinful heart. One minute the heart is very generous. If you have the last penny in your pocket, you would even donate that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next moment, the very same heart becomes such a miser that even if you have 10 pennies, you find it difficult to take out one in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today the heart is happy, tomorrow it cries. One minute the heart does not want any name and fame, but the next moment the person is not called in public, his name is not mentioned, his attributes and his qualities are not mentioned. Agar fala bande ka naam nahi liya jata hai ki fala ne itna itna diya hai, itna itna sponsor kiya hai, that person takes offense ki mujhe bulaya kyun nahi gaya, mera naam istemal kyun nahi kiya gaya, why was I not called for inaat-e rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why wasn't I given the chance to give a lecture and bayan. This is the heart, this is the qalb. One minute it loves, the next minute it hates. It's like a feather, never ever stable. Allahu Akbar. This young man passed away. Dear viewers, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Overnight, the rituals were carried out, such as his ghusl and his burial. Overnight. The next morning, when this khabar had reached the ears of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he then visited the father and said to the father, have you not informed me last night? Why didn't you let me know about this? I would have been part of the burial and the janazah. You buried your son without even informing me. He says, Huzur, Mazrat, we felt it very inappropriate to disturb your sleep. You are Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the Muslims. And you have so much on your plate. Hum ye nahi chahte the ki aapke neen mein koi khalal ho. Aapko hum disturb kare, pareshan kare. Is wajah se humne raato raat ye tarkeeb karaya. So overnight we have done this. Having said this, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu said that take me to the Qabristan. I want to go and see the grave of your son. Having said this, because he was a famous young man. He was the talk of the town. He was a very devoted child and young man. Allahu Akbar. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went there. And as he seen the qabr, he began to cry of this young man who passed away due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as he reached there, he said, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Allahu Akbar, he says, and for the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two paradise for that person. Allahu Akbar. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu given this young man glad tidings. Oh young man, remember well, this is also the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were successful in fearing your Lord, your Creator, then Allah has promised in the Holy Quran Park, if you feared me, then there are two jannats, jannatan, for the one who fears me, subhanallah. In Sharh al-Sudur, the author writes, all those who were present there, the father and other hazirin that were present there, heard from inside the qabr, a loud voice was heard saying, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, and my Rabb has fulfilled his promise because he has granted me two jannats as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is the blessings of modesty. If this young man was immodest, if this young man never had good morals and akhlaq, ethics, and if immorality had possessed him and overpowered him, he would have not been concerned of this verse as well. It would have maybe ringed a bell, but it would have not made any difference to him. But when the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overpowers a pure heart, a pure soul, then shaitan as well has no place to put or instill any lust or any type of temptations in the heart and mind of that person. Why do you think people swear? Why do you think people fight and become so immoral and so immodest that they would not even care ki hamare samne hamare walid girami khade hain, this is my mother, this is my father. It becomes so difficult to even differentiate between good and bad. When shaitan overpowers a person, he forgets his actual being and then he begins to slander and fight and argue. Therefore, the scholars have mentioned there are three parts of a person's life. When he is a child, number one. Number two, youth. Number three, old age. This is such a phase of life where every individual has to go through them. Har aadmi, har insan, isme se guzarta hai. Pehle bachcha hota hai, then he reaches teenage as youth, jise shabab kehte hain, and thereafter he reaches bulhapa, which is known as old age. Dear viewers, it is human nature that when you are a child, you are more inclined towards playing. Bachche bachche hote hain, khelte kudte hain. It's overseen. In old age, bones become weak, body become weak. The tendency of committing sins is no more there as before. And inclination towards performing good deeds increases. A person usually doesn't commit gunas in his old age. He wants to be in the masjid most of the time. He wants to be fasting. He wants to be doing good deeds. Why? Because the body doesn't have the taqat. What is the main part of a person's life? The ulama and the scholars have written, teenage, when he's youth. Why? Because it is at that time that the human nature dominates his soul of temptations. Your blood is young, your spirits are high, your energy levels are high. This is the time where you are not a child anymore, nor you are an old man. You are in your youth, at the peak of your youth, over the age of 25, 24, 23. And at that time, if a person controls his desires, a person controls his nafs, a person has control over himself, and he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is kamyabi for him. As I mentioned, this beautiful waqia and story of this young man, subhanallah. I think it's time to basically take in some calls, and let's see what our viewers of Madini channel have to say, inshallah, in relation to our program of today, inshallah.
My name is Mohammed Rafi Ibrahim from Johannesburg, South Africa. I would like to know what is the modesty and the good qualities of our pious predecessors in South Africa, like Hazrat Basapir and Hazrat Sufi Saab, and also the great saints like Hazrat Khwaja Gharib Nawaz. And why is it so important that we should make dua and follow in the good qualities to Allah Ta'ala.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Marhaba. MashaAllah, our brother Muhammad Rafi Ibrahim, who has called in and asked a very beautiful question in relation to the awliya of South Africa, such as Hazrat Sayyidina Bashapir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Sufi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Zahir Sibati, he wants to know in relation to their modesty as well. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, these are the awliya Allahs, and it is due to their good akhlaq and good conduct. Thousands and millions of people have come into the fold of Islam. It was due to the akhlaq and characteristics. They never used swords to put on the necks of people and say, recite the kalima. No, at one shot, over 900,000, 9 million people that became Islam under the hands of Khaja Gharib Nawaz, it was his akhlaq, it was modesty. They appreciated and admired every action of this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they had powers, remember, they could have cursed, they could have hurt people, they could have used their powers against people to destroy their lives, but rather they used their power to change their life for the better in terms of taking them out of darkness to light. Likewise, the Sufi Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, people would come to him with different queries and questions, Allahu Akbar, and with different issues and problems, and this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with good akhlaq and modesty, he would, you know, serve them. And subhanallah, therefore they reach the stage of wilayat, because they protect their eyes, their mind, their heart, their tongue. These are the body parts which will bear testimony against you on the day of Qiyamah. And subhanallah, Allah has blessed them with such sight, with such power, and given them the highest ranks of wilayat. Ittaqu firasatil mu'min fa innahu yanzuru bi nurillah. Fear from the insight of a wali, because he sees through the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When their sight becomes park due to modesty, when they nazar, their tongue, their ears, all of this becomes park due to extreme modesty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses their body organs with such amazing powers, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. So yes, the brother asked me a question, and this is what it is. I mean, look at Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Yesterday you see Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, a great Aimma Ikram, all four Imams, many other awliya and salihin had such modesty, subhanallah, that they would protect the dignity and respect of others. They would honor the rights of others. They would fulfill the rights of others. All of this is in place when you have sharm and haya. When there's an argument, you know what to say and where not to say. When there's an argument, you would know where to draw the line. Why? Because you have modesty. The one in front of you with whom you are having argument may not have modesty. And that person will cross all limits. That person would not even care whether he's right or wrong. She's right or wrong. Nahi, humne bas apna point sabit karna hai. Kyunki sharm o haya hi nahi hota. Phir hum ye bhi nahi dekhte ki hum kis se lad rahe hain, kis ke saath baat kar rahe hain. I hope the brother have received our answer. Badshah Pir rahmatullahi ta'ala, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in South Africa, Durban, mashallah. And yahan pe hum mante ki he is the Badshah and the king of South Africa, mashallah. Allahu Akbar, in ke sadqe mein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us barakah and blessings in our sustenance, subhanallah. It is this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What not people put him through, regarding him as an ordinary person. He was a great majzoob of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He seemed ordinary, he dressed ordinary. But look at the powers which Allah has bestowed upon him. It is his modesty that he never fought back with people that caused harm to him. It is his sharam o haya which he protected. People slandered him, people accused him, people did wrong to him, but Badshah Pir rahmatullahi ta'ala ali never was concerned about the words. He never taken it serious. Had he made bad dua for them, then they would have been destroyed and they would have been ruined. But this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sharm and haya. He feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, it is over 100 years today. Aaj bhi inka naam chamak raha hai, damak raha hai, inke sadqe mein Allah azza wa jal hame de bhi raha hai. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in both worlds. Subhanallah. Let's go to the next caller, inshallah. Let's see what our other brothers have to say. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My name is Muhammad Hussein. I'm from Durban, South Africa. My question, Mulana Saab, is that what is the reward in having or instilling modesty in oneself, in one's heart, in our life? What is the reward and thawab for it? Jazakallah khair.
Subhanallah, of course, the reward for our brother who has asked us from Durban as well is Jannat. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. The one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's two Jannas for him. And therefore I mentioned this waqiyah and story, subhanallah, that this person had received the two Jannats. He confirmed this from inside his grave to Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A woman who is modest, she will be safe from the hellfire. This is the ultimate reward, that her eyes, her body, limbs and body parts would not enter the hellfire. Why? Because she's veiled, she's covered, she understands the temptations of shaitan. A woman that's modest will be in the four corners of her house. She would, meaning, I mean, there are situations when you got to leave, when you have to go. But here, modesty refers to, do not be lose your modesty to the extent that you are now in the marketplaces, in the malls, roaming and roving around with exposing your body, limbs and your body parts and your figure. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This is how our society has totally, totally, totally lost it. And people out there have actually, you know, become or fallen in the category of the youth. There are a category of people who fall under this, and it has been mentioned that when they fall under this category, then they become the youth, meaning three people's du'as are not answered. A person who is an alcoholic, a person who would fight and backchat with his parents, And number three is a dayus. The ulamas explain dayus means that person who does not inform his mothers and sisters to be in veil. His duas are rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not answered. Why? Because he does not inform them and warn them that they need to cover their body, limbs and body parts, which Sharia has commanded them to cover at all times. So when they are the cause of roaming around the streets and towns, whereas the husbands and brothers, the men folk, do not approach them and correct them, then this means that they will be the youth. Who will be the youth? The husbands and the brothers and the family members. Their du'as will be rejected. So it is a serious matter. The Quran teaches us not to follow the footsteps of shaitan. What Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran Pak, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil, of shaitan. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is your enemy. Ab to hum apne padosiyon mein apne dushmanon ko dhoond rahe hain, apne khandan ke andar, who is my enemy, who is my enemy. We want every maulana sahab to maybe write taawizat. Har alim jo hai wo taawizi likhta ho, aur har alim aapko batayega ki jadoo kisne kiya ho. It is like the responsibility of every maulana, he must know how to write taawiz, and if he writes taawiz, he must know who has put the jadoo on you. Who has caused, who's our enemy, kon hamara dushman hai, astaghfirullah. This is because we are slowly, our mind has been ruined, and we can never think positive about any Muslim, fellow Muslim brother and sister anymore. We are most concerned as to who's my enemy, who doesn't want my prosperity, who's jealous of my success in my life, hamara dushman kon hai. Look at how people are dying, people are stuck within this pandemic, how people have lost their lives. Kabristan ja ke dekhein to ek se ek log milenge jinke paas jo soche thi na soch. Hum gumaan nahi kar payenge jis tarah wo sochte the. We cannot even conceive and comprehend as to where their minds used to go. Sab ideas lekar ke, sab bade bade plans lekar ke kabristan mein lete hue hain. Na wo ideas kisi kaam ke, na wo khud kisi kaam ke. Allahu Akbar. The graveyards are filled with such people who had such ambitions and plans in their lives. Today they take all of their ideas and plans. Agar ho sakta, agar us idea ko hum istemal karte to millionaire billionaire ban jate hain. We could have become millionaires and billionaires, we could have made a lot of money. But we all have come with a specific time limit and frame. And now whatever they have taken with them in the kubur, in the graves, is what will remain with them till the day of judgment. The ideas will remain in the dunya. The wealth and earnings and whatever they have earned, whatever they have achieved will be here. Only the actions will accompany them till the day of Qiyamah. Hands and body organs, of course, will be with them, and they will testify. Therefore, we need to purify and bring about modesty within our hands. The hand must become modest. The brains must become modest. Eyes and nose and ears and legs and heart and the organs in the body as well should become immodest. This is what Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala had even said to his people. When he seen two people fighting in the town, he told his muridin, he told his people, his followers, that do not listen to the conversation that's going on. Because the one who openly allows to listen is like part of the slander, is part of the person who's doing the wrong. Block your ears and continue moving. We don't want to be part and parcel of such arguments and listen and hear all of these things going on in the marketplaces. Unfortunately, hum intezaar karte ki kahan pe ladai ho rahi to hum bhi jaake dekhe to kya ho raha hai. We become so inquisitive. If the neighbors are fighting, we want to know why they're fighting, for what they're fighting, instead of calming and, you know, cooling down the situation. So these are the things which intensifies our desires to know more about others. And then we become jasus, as the Quran says, wala tajassasu, and do not find faults in people. But what we do, we dig for faults. We want to know more and more and more, because this causes our hearts and our minds to attain satisfaction and tranquility. Kaan khush hota hai, dil bhi khush hota hai. So it means our hearts is also corrupted, and there is no modesty within that as well. So wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubin, for he is indeed your open enemy. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. He, the devil, will only instruct you towards evil and indecency. Uska kaam hi yahi hota hai ki jao guna karo, jao ye karo, jao wo karo. His kaam and his job is to take you out of sirati mustaqim and guide you towards the hellfire. He doesn't want to see you prospering in terms of your piety. He doesn't want to see you possessing taqwa. To uska kaam hi yahi hota hai din raat ki aapko gumrah kare, aapko us raaste pe le jaye. And Allah Azawajal says, this is that you should fabricate matters concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which you do not know. He wants you to fabricate matters towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards with Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you have seen people who are busy fighting and arguing as if they know it all, and they fabricate matters towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they take Allah's name. Wallahi billahi tallahi aisa hi hai. The Quran says, and he will order this. What shaitan will order? That you should fabricate matters concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are not scholars and they want to speak about how much they know of Allah Azza wa Jal regarding taqdeer, regarding the being and the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is so, so terrible. A person can actually lose his iman and faith. So this is what shaitan does. He indulges people in kufr, in shirk, in haram activities. He makes their body parts commit the haram activities such as fornication and many other sins. And then he ruins the heart as well by putting in jealousy and hatred and hasad. All the diseases related to the heart is what shaitan instills in the heart of a person. And a person falls prey to that. So let us very well recognize what Allah Azza wa Jal has warned us. He has alerted us that beware, shaitan is your open enemy, he's after you. So we should recognize the tricks and the traps of shaitan, and we should even recognize the triggers, what triggers us to become like the way we are in our current times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, inshallah. Please let us take the next caller. Jazakumullah.
Jazakallah and barakallah to Mawlana Tabriz for the amazing programs that he hosts. We always enjoy listening to Mawlana Tabriz and every input of nasiha and every bayan of his. May Allah reward you abundantly and keep you strong and healthy to serve Madani channel and serve the Ummah for many years to come, inshallah. Zawajal, Huzur, I would like to request that you recite Izne Teba Mujhe Sarkar Madina De Do, inshallah. Zawajal, with the barakah of this kalam, may Allah take us all to Madina Sharif to convey our durood and salam to our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his direct presence.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Brother Bilal, Ameen, Allahumma Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your lawful wishes and your du'as as well. Aapne itni achi achi du'ayin Madini channel ke liye ki hai. You have made du'a for myself and for the prosperity of Madini channel. Yes, keep watching Madini channel. Isse aam karein. InshaAllah, support bhi karein. Da'u Islami ke ijtimaat mein aayin. InshaAllah, du'a karein. Aapne jo request kiya, InshaAllah, uske do shair sunte hain. Composed and written by Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Mula Aliyah. Bada pyara kalam hai, mashallah. Chunki our Bilal bhai has requested us, inshallah. So let us recite few couplets of this kalam, inshallah.
Izne Teba Mujhe Sarkar Madina De Do, De Do. Izne Teba Mujhe Sarkar Madina De Do. Izne Teba Mujhe Sarkar Madina De Do. Izne Teba Mujhe Sarkar Madina De Do. Haale Chale Mujhe Ko Jo Teba Wo Safina De Do. De Do Le Chale Mujhe Ko Jo Teba Wo Safina De Do. Char Yaro Ka Tujhe Vaasta Deta Hu Shaha. Char yaro ka tujhe vaasta deta hu shaha. Char wa satad deta ho shah apna gham muj ko shahshah hai madina de do de do apna gham muj ko shahshah hai madina de do izne taiba mujhe sarkare madina de do
sallu alal habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah amin thumma amin jazakallah shukran brother bilal allah azza wa jalla hum sab ko madina le jaye you are seeing gumbad e khazar on your screens mashallah how beautiful is the gumbad of our beloved nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak chamber of rasul pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kya baat hai madini ki mashallah aake thandak thande ho jate hain our eyes become cool when we see the beauty and the shine of gumbad e khazra and the beautiful masjid an nabawi of rasul pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aage badhte inshallah we have like a few minutes before we come to the end of today's program let us see inshallah if we have more callers
My name is Yasin Adam from Durban, South Africa. My question is, who was the most modest of the Sahaba Ikram? Radiallahu anhum ajma'in.
MashaAllah, brother Ghulam Yasin bhai, MashaAllah. After a very long time, we have heard from him, MashaAllah. And he asked, who is the most modest person from the Sahaba Ikram? Uthman Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His name is Uthman. His kunya is Abu Amr. His title is Zunnurain. He married the two daughters of Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He even made hijrah twice, subhanallah. And his title is also Jami'ul Quran, the compiler of the Holy Quran Pak. He even married the two daughters of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one after the other. His earthly life was till the age of 82, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. He even attained martyrdom whilst he was in the state of fasting and reciting the Holy Quran Pak. Uthman Ghani, the third Khalifa in Islam, subhanallah. Verses of the Holy Quran Pak was actually revealed in his favor. Great, great Sahabi Rasul. So if our brother Ghulam Yasin had to ask me, or he did ask me this question, of course, from amongst the companions, there were many other companions who were very modest, but in terms of modesty, he has superseded every other companion, for he was extremely modest, subhanallah. And unse bhi zyada, matlab sahaba se bhi zyada agar dekha jaye to according to the ahadith it has been mentioned that our beloved nabi the prophet of rahmah sallallahu taala alayhi wa sallam was even more shy than a bride allahu akbar allahu akbar this is what the hadith goes on to say rasul pak sallam had more sharam and haya than a bride Hazrat mufti ahmad yar khan naimi rahmatullahi taala explained this by saying that just as a girl who is unmarried or when she's about to get married, she sits in the corner with her face veiled, all shy, all blushy, for example. And just like that, Rasul Pak ﷺ was even more modest than a girl who's not married. Can you imagine if this is Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then what will be the haya and the modesty of our beloved Nabi, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say shukran to our brother Ghulam Yasin bhai and to the other brothers who also requested for kalams, mashallah, who asked other questions. I do know we have more callers inshallah, but we are unable to take in your calls right now as we have come to the end of today's program. We say shukran to you for making and taking out the time to send us these messages as well as these calls, and we have not yet read them out. However, my du'as is with every brother, mashallah, who has sent the questions and the queries through, who has given us mubarakbadi for this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and grant shifa to all the Muslims throughout the world. I think it's appropriate because our brothers, after very long, have taken out the time. Let us, inshallah, add just one more call, inshallah, and thereafter we will terminate, inshallah.
My name is Javed from Durban, South Africa. I would like to know what can one do to attain modesty. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Javed bhai, marhaba, Allah Azza wa Jal bless you as well. What can one do to attain modesty? To achhe company join kare, join good company, have good friends, be in the company of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't only be in the company of those who have immodest jokes, cracking jokes that will make you laugh above your voice, and rude jokes sometimes regarding the angels, regarding awliya Allah, regarding scholars and ulama. This is where you start from. Bachpan se in cheezon ko dekhe, in cheezon ko samjhe. How important it is to have good company. And of course, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives you modesty and sharam and haya. Learn to have adab. Adab actually is a key to the success of modesty. When you have lots of respect within you, you become a very modest person. If you saw something haram, you would immediately block your eyes. You would not want to see and, you know, take your eyes to the hellfire. When you know you can speak right or you can use your tongue to do something or put certain person in his place, but you would rather correct or you would control your desires and your nafs because you know your nafs is overpowering you. So this is also a state of modesty. Allah has given you such a great ni'mah. So these are some various ways of attaining modesty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of modesty, inshallah, azawajal. And yes, if we get this in our lives, our problems will be sorted. Inshallah, we will be back with another program on Madani channel. So kindly stay locked with us 24-7, inshallah, day, night, morning, afternoon, evening, whether it's raining, storming, windy, 24-7, Madani channel should be in your home, inshallah. Make us your companion, and inshallah, azawajal, you would learn lots through Madani channel. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, azawajal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of us.